One of the reasons why the church has a long tradition of celebrating Christmas Mass at midnight has to do with light and dark. On just about the longest night of the year, in the darkest time of the night, we get up to sing about light, and not just earthly light, as beautiful as that can be. We sing about supernatural light, about heavenly light. We sing about the birth of a child who is light itself. As St. John writes, God is light. I'm kind of a fan of the Star Wars movies. I don't know if I should admit that up here in front of everybody and God. But a few years ago, I read an article that was trying to describe why that first Star Wars movie back in 1977 was such a success. And the article said it may be because it was so clear who were the good guys and who were the bad guys. The contrast between light and dark was obvious. And sometimes we just want to be able to root for the light without any confusion. And that's what we have tonight. We have the light of the world without any confusion. There is no shadow in the child born to us tonight. And isn't that refreshing? You and I were all kind of a mixture of light and darkness. The mystery of iniquity that's in all of us. But tonight we can hold up the Christ child and finally look on a member of our race who is pure light without any trace of shadow. It's interesting when you look through the whole history of art across the centuries that's depicted Christ as a baby. I don't know if you've ever noticed this before, but the baby Jesus never looks like a baby. He may be about the size of a baby, but he has the face of an adult. And he's often already reaching out a hand to give a blessing, right? Now, if you think about that, it's a pretty strange-looking baby. Now, historically speaking, I think baby Jesus looked like a real baby. So why then does Christian art always paint him so differently? I think because Christian art is trying to bring out the deeper identity of this baby. Christian art's trying to capture that inner, hidden mystery of this baby who is the Son of God, this baby who is the light of the world, this baby who is hope for all people, this baby who is love incarnate, this baby who will die to set us free from our sins, this tiny little baby who couldn't speak but only cry when he was born, is the Word of God. This baby who was born in a town called Bethlehem, which literally means house of bread. This baby who was laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough, and is the true bread from heaven, come to feed the world with his own flesh and blood. When this baby was born, his mother, Mary, immediately wrapped him in swaddling cloths. Bands of cloth wrapped around him from his neck to his toes, wrapped tight, just like he would be wrapped 33 years later when the same mother took him from the cross and wrapped him for burial. This baby was born to die in order to set us free. This baby was born in a stable. He emptied himself of divine riches, becoming poor, in order to teach us how to empty ourselves of this world, in order to make room for God. Christmas is about making room for God. We don't make room for God by getting more stuff, but by getting rid of more stuff, by emptying ourselves, by simplifying our lives. Giving gifts at Christmas is a fine thing. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But don't let your gifts crowd out room for God. This baby comes to teach us how to make room for God. Maybe you're trying to make room for God, but you don't know how to relate to Him. What to say to Him? How to think about Him? First reading from Isaiah gives several titles for the one who is this baby born tonight. Isaiah calls Him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. Wonder Counselor. He's someone that you can just wonder at. Just enjoy. Just love. Just appreciate. There's also Wonder Counselor, someone that you can ask for advice when you need advice. Someone you can just tell what's going on when things are going on with you. He's a wonderful counselor. He's God Hero. He's someone you can worship. But he's also a hero you can aspire to imitate. You and I are called to be heroes with the help of our God Hero. He's a Father Forever. None of our fathers or mothers are perfect. They have their faults. No matter how hard they tried, there were times when they struggled as father or mother, when the shadow was there as well. But God is Father Forever. There will never be even a moment when He stops loving us and protecting us as a father. And lastly, He's Prince of Peace. Into our world and our lives of stress, He doesn't bring more stress. He brings peace. He brings rest from worry and rest from chaos. We just need to make room for Him. This little baby. Make room for Him in your house, in your time, in your mind, in your thinking, and most of all, make room for Him in your hearts. He's used to poverty as well as riches. Nothing is too great or too small for Him. Just make room for Him. He stands at the door and knocks, just waiting for us to open so that He can come in and make whatever space we have for Him, great and small, something beautiful. This baby comes to make us beautiful. So here's the homework for the week. Meditate this week on one of those titles from Isaiah. I suggest Father Forever or God Hero. Whichever you choose, though, let that be the lens through which you relate this week to God, who comes to make us beautiful.